Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sachtes Ksubes, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tess.
Omer, if someone says, Pitisi es bitoi shel plani, I convinced the daughter of so-and-so, but there are no edim, he's coming to tell us what he did. Sagt der Mishnah, Mishalim boishes upagam al pi atzmai. He's still going to have to pay the embarrassment and how much she's worth less. Al pi atzmai, based on what he told us, even though there are no edim. But the ena mishalim knas, the 50 shkalim he won't pay. The rule is moide be knas is potter. The pasuk says ashi yarshiun elokim, referring to bezdin prat lemarshia es atzma. Only when bezdin finds him guilty, edom came to bezdin, they testified against him. That's when he has to pay the knas. But you never pay a knas if you admit it. The mishnah is going to give us other examples. Whoever, if someone says, Genafti, I stole a sheep or an ox, betavachti, and I shechted it. Or I stole a sheep or an ox, umecharti, and I sold it. So what's the din? Now we know if someone steals something, he has to pay kafel, he has to pay double. Because if I stole something worth 100, I have to pay 200. The first 100 is to pay him back what I stole. The second 100 is a knas. But if you steal a sheep or an ox, sure you remember from Parshas Mishpatim and Masechtas Bava Kamma, and then you shecht or sell it, so in the case of the sheep, you have to pay four times its value. And in the case of the ox, five times. So this person came along and told us what he did. He's mighty, he wants to tshuva. Hoimer, he says, Genafti v'tevachti u'mecharti. I stole a sheep or an ox and I shechted it, or I stole a sheep or an ox and I sold it. So it's al pi atzmei. We don't have any edim that came to Bezin over here. Zakta Mishnah Mishalim is hakeren al pi atzmei. The principal amount, how much it was worth, that he pays. Even though he admitted on his own. But ve'ena Mishalim tashlumei kefal v'tashlumei abar v'chamisha. He won't pay the double payment, the kefal. That would be stamazoi, be anything else. But in the case of the sheep or the ox that he shechted or sold, he will not pay the four or five times the amount. It's four times the amount in the case of a sheep and five times in the case of an ox. That's because the extra amounts are considered knasos, fines. And moida b'knas is potter. One doesn't pay a knas if he was moida on his own. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hamas shayri as pliny. Someone says, my ox killed so-and-so. Now the Torah says if someone's ox kills a person, the Bailam are really chay of Misa b'dei shemayim. They can have a kapara and not get the Misa b'dei shemayim if they pay koifer. What's koifer? Again, I'm sure you remember from Bava Kama, some of you must have learned the Gemaras. One mandamer holds it's demei hanizik, how much the victim was worth, and some say goes according to how much the owner of the shor is. But either way, our Tana holds this koifer is not a knas. It's a payment. And therefore he has to pay it even though he admitted on his own. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, he comes and he tells us, my shor struck another shor, oy shor yashal plaini, hareza mishalim al pi atzmai. And he does pay, even though he's the one that's giving us the information. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, if he comes and tells us, heim shori avdoi shal plaini, that my shor killed the eved of so-and-so, here there's a knas of 30 shekel, he doesn't pay al piyatzmi. That for sure is a knas, not a payment. And you don't pay a knas when you're made on your own. We know it's a knas because it has nothing to do with how much the eved was worth. The Torah says if someone's shor kills an eved, he has to pay 30 shkalim, and that would be true even if the eved is only worth a single shekel. So you see, it has nothing to do with payment. It's not a compensation for something. It's a knas the Torah gave, and a knas a person doesn't pay if he's made on his own. And that's how I know if something is a knas or a payment. A knas is a set amount, regardless of what the value is. He may wind up paying a lot more than the damage he did. A payment has to do with how much damage he did. So Zeklal says in Mishnah, this is the rule. Kalam Hashalem Yeser al Masha Hizik. Wherever a person has to pay more than what the actual damage is, or for that matter, less than what the damage is, explains the Taisus Yamtiv. So it's a knas, it's a set knas. And the mele ain't no mishalim al piyatzmi. He won't pay if he admitted on his own. Can you give me an example of a knas where he pays less than what the damage is? So the Gemara says, you have the chatzi nezek, that the bailam of a shor tam pays. That's a knas, and you don't pay on your own, says the Gemara. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned if someone is moida himself that he was a mefate, he pays the boishes and the pagam, but not the knas. Same is true for a ma'ane, says the Batanura. And that's true for all knases. One does not pay a knas if he's moida on his own. For example, whether it's kefil, the anything that a ganav pays, or he says, I stole a behemoth and I shechted it, or I stole a behemoth and I sold it, so he has to pay a bov v'chamisha for a sheep, five times the amount for an ox. Like the Torah says, chamisha boka yishalom tachas hashar v'arba tzayin tachas haser. So the halach is, if he's made on his own, the value of the animal, he has to pay. That's called the keren. But the extra, the kefil and the teshlumi above a chamisha, does not have to pay if he was made on his own. By the way, what's the reason that for a seh we pay only four times the amount, and for a shar, five times the amount? So one time is because by stealing a shar, you're preventing the balabas to be able to work with the shar. The other reason is that the ganef that's running with the seh on the street is embarrassed. It's embarrassing to run on the street with a sheep over your shoulders. Every embarrassment takes off from the aver. The other hand, to walk with a shar is not embarrassing. So if you stole an axe, you didn't put it on your shoulder and run away with it. No one can do that. You have to walk with it, take your chances. When you steal a sheep, you run with it. Mainly, he was embarrassed. If he says, my shar killed so-and-so, so you would have to pay koifer. Our Tana holds koifer is a payment, not a knas. Or he says, my shar killed the shar of so-and-so, then he does pay, even if he's made on his own. If he says, my shar killed the eved of so-and-so, where there's a knas of 30 shekel, regardless of how much the eved is worth, that he will not pay. He's made on his own. And the rule is, says the Mishnah, a person that has to pay an amount that is more than the damages, or sometimes, like we explained in the case of a shar tam, less than the damages, but it's not the amount of the damage, that's called a knas, and a knas that one does not pay if he's made on his own.